This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome, it's FUBAR Radio. It's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Leng. How are we?
We are back. Back in business.
Back in business. And with a very cut down show today.
It is a cut down show, but we've got loads to fit in.
So we are finishing at 7 tonight.
I know.
This is the first time we've ever done that.
Well, unfortunately, we have got... It's such a bumper packed show.
It's such a bumper packed show.
No, but we have such busy lives. We've got to cram it all in an hour tonight. But I have to say, I'm so excited.
Why is that?
Because Love Island is officially my favourite show.
Well, then that's good looking at who our guest is this evening.
Ah, I cannot wait!
The very, very handsome Harley.
Yeah, Harley Judge.
He will be on the phone.
Fit as a fiddle.
He's very fit.
He is.
I mean, most of them... I do have a bit of a problem how the men all basically look exactly the same on Love Island.
I don't know. Do you think?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
They're fit. I mean, they have all the muscles.
Not,
but some are
not,
short and some are tall and some are...
Men aren't all like that, though, are they?
Well, no, I know, but they've all got the six packs. It's nice to see in their little shorts.
That's true.
No, I'm enjoying this particularly, though I know my friend Sarah Holland was in the last one. This one is particularly getting me, and it's getting the viewings are phenomenal.
2 million people are tuning in to a programme on ITV2. That is phenomenal.
Yeah, but it has something where you... I mean, there was a bit of a fight the other night and you were thinking, OMG.
Yeah, totally.
I got quite excited.
It's definitely bringing in the viewers. And yeah, you can totally see why. I think... what do you think about Camilla?
I actually really like Camilla. I think on the outside world, she would be a friend of mine. She reminds me of Katie Banks. Your friend and my friend, a little
there
bit.
There is a touch of Katie Banks.
I like her very much, but... She's not doing the do. She's a bit reserved, and old Johnny there wants to get his...
I was getting quite frustrated towards the end. It's like, come on. Come on. You got to play the game. It's Love Island, for crying out loud.
She's too reserved in that
exactly.
area. But then, you know, it's good to have a bit of a difference. You can't be just straight in.
That's true.
But I'm enjoying it. But Johnny's getting a little bit frustrated. He's cupped a boob, I heard.
Well, there's a big twist tonight. She gets dumped.
Oh my goodness, and I'm at the theatre watching Denise Welsh. I need to make sure that's on record.
Yeah, you will have to get home and
what,
watch
so
it.
You're telling me already, you know.
Yeah, everyone knows, it's all over the internet.
Oh,
it's
already I haven't looked at it, I've had a very busy day.
But we do have some other guests coming in as well. The very gorgeous Rebecca Jane from Big Brother.
Have you been watching the Big Brother house?
Yes.
Wow, my friend Loughton's been kicked off, friend?
Yeah, friend from he was from the Dream Boys, right?
He's from the Dream Boys. He's actually the nephew of Louis Spence. Did you know that?
You told me that before, yes.
A bit of trivia for
that's
you.
That's interesting. I'm into that.
Yeah, he was a little bit naughty, shall we say. Got overexcited and threw a drink.
I would agree.
He threw a bit of champagne. Is that a bad thing?
Unless it was straight into my mouth, then yes.
Oh, I see.
Like it in
well,
the mouth.
I don't know, you have to ask Dawn Ward and Sneed or something like that happened there. But a bit of champagne being thrown, is it wrong, is it right?
Of course it's wrong.
Okay.
It was very aggressive. If it was some kind of playful throwing it around, you know.
Nice sound effects.
I think like Grand Prix, you know.
Yeah.
Then maybe that would be more acceptable. That was not, it was an attack. Anyway,
he got overheated.
We're not speaking to him.
He got booted out. Anyway, but we've got the wonderful Rebecca Jane.
Yeah, so we can find out from her what she thinks about it.
Well, she did get booted out as well.
Yeah, that's true. Well, she went in the shock twist.
Yeah. They love that, the shock twist.
Well, this is Big Brother after all. I get a
sense. Would you ever go on that show?
I was actually invited to audition a few years ago. I said no.
What with jazz hands? Da, 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 da. Well, why not?
Because
why wouldn't you have done it?
I have a career. I don't need the the glare of 24-hour cameras on me.
I think you would have been very good.
But I wouldn't have won, and I would only want to do it if I was going to win.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm not likeable
enough.
You're
not good coming second.
No, what's the point? I want the money or whatever it is you win from Big Brother. Is it £100,000?
I'm not quite sure.
Something like that. That's the only reason I'd do it. For the money.
See, you would be good on school sports day, because nowadays they say, no, it doesn't matter if you win or lose, it's the taking part.
Rubbish.
But I always say, no, come on, son,
no,
you win.
Got to win.
Of course you do.
Speaking of people that did not win but have still made a name for themselves, Kimora Black from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, incredible. 13th, finished in 13th
place. I know,
place.
Sadly, she did go out in the second week, but I'm excited to have her on the phone and
do you enjoy talk. That?
RuPaul's Drag Race is my favourite show.
Oh, favourite? Like Love Island's mine, we've got both our favourite shows
right?
on tonight.
It's with Sandwich, with Big Brother in the middle. Yeah, so we've got loads to get through in our very brief hour. You have to buzz off, so you're going to see Denise Welch.
Which is very old. I wouldn't say old, actually.
She's very old.
She's a long life friend. I'll rephrase that.
You know her dad as well, don't you?
Yeah, her dad actually is in love with me. And I'm not blowing my own trumpet.
Does he want to blow your trumpet?
It's official. His dad wore the loudest, biggest suit to my birthday party.
He did. I remember
and he's
him. Yeah.
Lovely fun. And Denise is at the London Palladium.
Yeah.
And I do like a show. And I'm looking forward to seeing her. She's apparently incredible.
So it's Wind in the Willows, isn't it?
That's correct, my darlings. So I'll be sitting in the front row, throwing my underwear at the end, going, yeah!
Of course you will. Very you.
Of course. Not that I'm wearing any today in this little white dress.
Well, you nearly
I'm quite covered, actually.
You nearly tripped over outside, I would have got a full
You would have got
frontal.
An eyeful, darling. Wasted
full,
on you.
Is it Fatal Attraction?
Yeah.
The full Fatal Attraction.
It's a good dress. So, we've had a very busy week in showbiz.
We have, haven't we? I mean, it's been pretty much taken over by Love Island, I have to say.
Well, Love Island is everywhere.
Yeah.
Every time I go on my phone, it's a Love Island news.
Yeah.
Dom crying because of Jess. She's apparently sleeping with Mike on the outside.
Oh,
is she? Isn't she?
Is she? Isn't she? Who
she's
knows?
Getting lots of endorsements, apparently, since she's left the show. I think this show has probably been one of the best.
Why do you think that is? Because it's not that different to Big Brother, in a way.
Casting. I think they've cast it really well. The characters have been so fabulous in there. And I know people think, oh, this is cheap TV, it's cheesy. But the way it's done this time round has been so good. And I think it's a lot about casting. Whoever cast this show this year has done a fine job. And, you know, look at Camilla. You know, there's just so many different aspects to their characters, and you just see what really people are like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it's these people can be quite sneaky.
I find Camilla a bit irritating.
Oh, why?
Because the idea of the show is to go on and like...
Yeah, have a bit of fun.
And she's so reserved. What's
but they're
the
like
point?
So sweet when she says, we had a kiss last night and it was so lovely.
But I don't believe her. I think that she's only doing it for the attention.
Oh,
Speaking of other reality shows, I don't know if you've heard. Do you know David McIntosh, Kelly Brook's ex-boyfriend?
Do I know David? Of course.
You do?
Not in that way, so don't give me that little look. But yes, I do know. He's a friend of Fuba. I think he's been on the show before. Lots of muscles, tattoos.
Very muscly. I think he is very handsome.
Yeah.
If you're into that kind of thing.
Oh, he is a handsome boy.
He has slept with Tiffany Pollard on a reality TV show on MTV.
Are you... What, recently?
Now, you know who Tiffany is, right? She was on Big Brother last year? Was
yeah,
it last
of course.
Year?
Everyone knows.
Yeah. And, yeah.
What is this show?
It's called... Can't remember.
Oh,
single,
okay.
Single to Mingle or something like that.
And has it been broadcast already?
It's about to be, yes.
Oh, my word. What and has he done?
They are on it.
Are they like a couple now? Is it out there or is he being his usual self?
I wouldn't say they were a couple, no.
I need to get him on this show.
Yeah, I'd love to get him on.
I'm gonna text him now.
I'd like to... Well, he's in a reality show at the minute, babes. He might not answer.
He will always answer me.
Oh, do you know him personally?
Yeah,
do you know
I
him
do.
Intimately?
No, not intimately. I know him personally.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's a nice guy.
You know, I want...
He's of character. He does funny... Have you look at his Instagram? It's quite amusing.
He is funny.
And
yeah.
He takes the mick out of himself, which I like.
Yeah.
And he's quite a clever guy. I think people thought he was a bit of a, you know, Kelly, just known as Kelly Brook's boyfriend. But he's got his own character and he's doing very well for himself in LA, isn't he?
He is, yeah. And obviously, I mean...
Well...
He's only really known for reality stuff and going out with... With Kelly, isn't he? So it's a...
Look, he's a very likable chap when you meet him.
Yes,
you
he
would
is.
Like
well,
him.
Do you know what? I interviewed Kelly Brook when they were dating. What do you think of Kelly?
Ah,
cold fish. Bit of a cold fish.
I don't know her to comment. I don't know her well enough.
I
feel sorry because I know she's failed probably at every show, TV show she's done, and I thought it wasn't great on the Britain's Got Talent after 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, but that was.
But she did say who's Ant and Dec or something. Was that correct?
Yeah, and I mean she also she got fired from that American sitcom she did that was by Ellen.
She co-presented
Big Breakfast, didn't she, back in the day? That didn't work out. She does seem to be, it's a long success.
But she gets a job, but it just doesn't last more than a week or so.
That's
but
true.
At least she gets the gig.
I have to say, in the interview that I did with her a couple of years ago, she was very nice. One thing was a bit odd.
What's that?
She kept scratching her boobs through the interview.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Was she? Which fellow was she with at
the time? She was with David at the time.
Oh, was she with David?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I kind of thought he brought the fun side out in her. They always seem to be more giggly. With the others, she seemed more moody and sort of posing.
Yeah, true.
Whereas with David, she seemed quite happy. But he got... What happened there? He got up to no good, was it?
Who knows?
Anyway.
He's currently shagging Tiffany Pollard, so...
I can't believe he's with Tiffany Pollard. Are you sure?
They've just shagged.
Is that official, yeah?
That's official, yeah.
But it hasn't been aired yet?
No.
Will we see it over here?
Yes. I have a little question for you.
Is it personal?
If it was, how would you react?
I'm not sure yet.
Deny. Have you heard Jerry Halliwell's new song?
I have actually. I saw it on The One Show.
What did you think of it?
I love the backing group because they're all George Michaels and I know them.
You love the backing group. Right, okay, that's a ringing endorsement.
No, I like Jerry.
Okay, good. How about we play one of her songs?
Yeah, come on. The latest one, please.
And then we get Harley on the phone after that.
Fantastic.
Every young gun has their fun. The brightest star burns half as long. Who knows why the good die young? I wonder where you've gone. Could have been born tomorrow. Could have walked through the sorrow. But you left us singing, heal the pain. We're all angels in chains. Looking back, the aftermath still burning from the flame. We say goodbye, it's time to heal the pain. Your faith will never end.
Gotta have faith.
Father figure, brother friend.
Understand me.
Little boy dying to belong. I wonder where you've gone. The world can be cold and cruel. A gentleman but not a fool. Left us singing, heal the pain.
Heal the pain.
We're all angels in chains.
Angels in chains.
Heal the pain. to heal the pain.
Fubar Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
We are joined by Jest.
If you could magically rid the planet of one thing, who or what would it be and why?
Rupert Murdoch's media monopoly. Yeah, such a huge amount of the media, or the mainstream media, is controlled by this guy. Even down to Vice, he bought a controlling share in Vice. People think it's some kind of alternative hipster form of, you know, yeah. It's owned by Rupert Murdoch. Over the last however many elections, you see things like, just by being able to get Rupert Murdoch to make the Sun readership go from being like, the Sun is a pro-Labour paper, to it's a pro-Tory paper. It's kind of crazy.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Quite serious stuff, isn't it, by the sound of that show?
Not like our show.
Not like our show.
Right, my favourite programme, it's official, is Love Island.
Is Love Island.
I have been so hooked this time round.
Well, that's lucky, because we have ex-contestant Harley Judge on the phone. Hello, Harley.
Hello, Steve. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello, Harley.
I'm all right, thank you. Hi, Lizzie.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Are you?
Yes. Are you? Have you got your top back on? Because you're walking around with your top off. It was very nice on the show.
Yeah, my top is firmly on.
Well, are you back in the UK now, yeah?
Yeah, I've been back in the UK a couple of weeks now.
So, right, yeah. How? I mean, it must be a bit annoying to be the first out, to be honest.
Well, yes and no. Like, obviously, I'd have loved to spend more time in the villa and stuff like that, but... for me, I wasn't going to force something. Like, going into as one of the originals, like, everybody knows everybody, and you sort of get to know what people's types are and stuff like that. So that was a tricky situation for me, not having anybody that I made a connection with first off, because when the new lads came in, nobody knew them, so they could they had, like, free roam to do what they liked. They could portray themselves however they liked and tell girls that they liked them and their type, even if they weren't. So... for me, yeah, it was a bit difficult from the start.
So, but you were being genuine. Really, you were being genuine, Harley, weren't you? I think. Do you feel that's a trouble with this show, that there are too many players or people trying to just do things to stay in, like, the show and spotlight?
Well, yeah, that is all part of the game, isn't it? You've got to be willing to put yourself out there. And I didn't really know what to expect. I've been out of the dating game a while, because I've been in a serious relationship. So. Going into there, it was very hard for me to adapt, because I hadn't actually been speaking to females, putting on females, should I say, for a while. So
yeah, so it was, you were kind of a bit in the deep end, and it was all systems go. And you, what was it like? I mean, how did you start from the beginning, though? Why did you want to go on the show? How did you get?
I didn't. They actually approached me. I was prepping for a fitness competition, men's physique, and I was actually at Body Power, helping out one of the stands there, and it was a bit funny, really, because there was like 2 or 3 hour queues for the stand that I was on to meet the athletes, and there was 2 people hovering around. And I said, look, you're either going to have to join that queue or that queue, and they're like, we're hoping to talk to you. Oh. And I turned around and said, well, I'm just working here, I'm not an athlete. And they're like, no, we're from Love Island, would you ever be interested in going on the show? And at the time, obviously, I was working, so yes, I passed them the details from the email address, and it went from there. So this was like the 12th of May.
So, oh, so quite close.
Yeah,
to the...
from my first interview to actually flying out, I think it was like 10 days.
God.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And did you think, you know what, I'm going to do this, I'm going to... Did you not go out there thinking,
it was easy because they took me for who I was. Like, I didn't have to act. I didn't go in there to the interview with the intentions of getting on the show, but I'd spoke to various other people, and they said, look, if you go for it, and they've got your profile, so they can put you forward for other shows. So I was hoping maybe, like, I'd go on Take Me Out or something like that, but I went all the way. So,
well, congratulations on getting that far. Well, now you're out of the show. What are you making of it, watching it as an outsider? What do you think about all this stuff with Camilla and Johnny and stuff?
I missed last night's, because I was on a PA last night, so I missed last night. So don't spoil it for me. But
okay.
The rest of the time I've been watching it, I feel like Johnny's completely played a game with her, to be honest. I feel really sorry for her. Like,
really?
I think
agree.
Deep down, everybody knew that, but he just kept stringing her along, and now she's obviously got upset about it, and she feels a little bit played.
But do you not also think that she kind of, she was very resistant, wasn't she? And I feel like,
yeah,
like she never really gave anything to him. Nah, it was kind of tough.
She's very reserved, so she might say to one of the others, oh yeah, I really like him, but towards him, she didn't really show much affection or anything like that. So he's probably sitting there thinking, oh, does she actually like me? I'm a waste of my time.
Yeah.
Now, when there's other girls in the villa, you obviously your eyes are gonna stray from who you're coupled up with, because it's just human nature, and all the girls in there are so pretty, so it's so hard not to.
Was there anyone you particularly liked?
Me?
Because you've been watching this show since you left.
Tyler definitely, but height's a massive thing in there. Like, the girls are really tall. They put heels
how
on,
are you
and they're,
sure?
like, they're over 6 foot tall. I'm about 5'10", 5'11". Right.
Well, that's not small.
That's okay.
Well, yeah, but I think Jess was like 6'2" with heels on. So.
Are you joking? Jess is a big girl. Wow.
Yeah, she's tall. She's 5'10" without heels on, so she's the same height as me.
Wow, okay. So that's an aspect. But is it the chemistry? I mean, do you feel it's forced? I mean, or do you feel that it's natural? Because Dom and Jess were very... They suddenly got it on very quickly.
Because obviously they were dead cert that they were never... Like, Dom was never going to stray away from Montana, and then obviously it did. I don't know, I feel like there was a genuine connection there for them too. So for them to be split up, it's a little bit sad, really, because obviously Dom's in a bit of a tricky situation at the moment, because he obviously still likes Jess, and this whole thing that he knows has gone out on the outside is probably playing on his mind a little bit. So he's sort of holding himself back, but whether him and Montana will have something now they've recoupled together, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. But you see, Marcel is coming across as the nicest guy on the planet, isn't he?
Oh, he is, by far.
Is
he's
he?
Literally, like, there's nothing more to it. He's literally, what you see is what you get, and he's just so honest and straight up. And I like, the other day, I loved the way that I'm glad it was him that told Dom, because maybe a few of the other people in there would have twisted the way it was said to him, whereas Marcel just said it how it was. He just said, look, there's a story circulating. Don't know the truth behind it, but apparently Mike and Jess did stuff when they got out.
Whereas some
people walking around going, oh yeah, I can't believe Mike did that with Jess, which they don't. We don't know if it's true. So
no, we don't know if it's true. But what do you think? Do you honestly think it's true?
Me?
No, I mean, like, Jess and Mike. Do you think it's true? I think there's no smoke without fire.
Yeah, I agree.
What do you think, Harley?
I don't know. I believe it. Like Dom said, innocent until proven guilty. So I stand by with that. And I saw her the other night, and I don't think she is the type of girl to do it. Her and Mike have obviously got the same management and things like that, so they have been spending a lot of time together. But I don't think they've ever been alone.
The plot thickens.
It does, doesn't it?
But Harley, are you happy you went on the show? Are you pleased you did?
Oh, yeah, I'm more than happy. Like, It's still surreal. It hasn't even sunk in that I've been on there, if you know what I mean. Like, I'm still down to earth, and I'm still the same person I was before I went in. So, like, for me, it's just, I don't know, it is definitely life-changing. I didn't realise how life-changing it was going to be. Like,
how
I thought maybe I'll go on the show and I'll come back and I'll go back to work or something like that. But at the moment, yeah, I'm flat out.
Really? What are people recognising you in the supermarket? Are they saying?
Oh wow! Because I haven't really spent a lot of time at home. I had a few days at home just after when I got back from Love Island, and then I've literally just been doing PAs and out and about. It's just all mental, good. Really.
You're happy you did it. So tell me, what couple do you want to win? Who do you think's going to do it this year?
I think everybody knows who I want to win. It's definitely got to be Gabby and Marcel.
Yeah, I'm with you there, darling. He is the nicest guy.
Oh, he is. And I can't wait to see him when he comes out. But,
he was so cute when he said, you'll be my girlfriend. Oh, that was so cute.
But I think having that Skype call home, and they've both got the approval from, like, people close to them, that's a massive thing as well. So obviously they can take their relationship to the next level now, and everybody knows it's all right.
Yeah.
That is a big worry when you're in there. You're worrying what other people are thinking, because you've been filmed 24 hours a day, so you don't know what's going to be shown and what's not. So
yeah. And can I ask you who you didn't like in that Love Island? Who got on your nerves?
I didn't like or didn't like the way Chris's manner was, but as a person, I got on with him. Just the way that he acted when he first came into the Villa was a bit knobbish, so he's sort of settled in now, and he's a big player in there at the moment.
Yeah, he is. And what about girls-wise? Was there anyone that really you thought I would never want to be coupled up with?
Amber.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's sort of like, when you go in, you're obviously basing everything on looks, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know her as a person, but actually being in there with her and the way that she said things behind my back that I've seen since I've been out, I was just like it did.
Really?
Yeah, she's the sneaky one.
She's
down the Kem, so I think if he jumps shit, that'll be doing himself a massive favour.
Hmm. Mm.
Oh, darling. Well, I miss you personally, Harley. I miss
you.
Because I thought you were very sweet in there. You came across very well. And I'm sure your was all your family supportive of you? Were they happy?
Well, they were fully supportive. Because I had such a quick turnaround, I couldn't really tell anyone. So the only people that I did tell were obviously my parents and my sister and her boyfriend. And then everybody else found out when the press got released. But, they were fully supportive. And they still are, like, they help me with things if I need any help and stuff like that. They always have been, so.
And you can have a TV career now? Are you wanting to do more TV?
I think, like, to start with, it was very unnatural for me. Like.
Oh.
Harley,
are you there?
He said it's unnatural for him when he's going missing.
No, he's gone.
Something's happened to him.
Are you there, Harley?
He's back. You're back.
There. Oh, you cut out for a minute there, Harley.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. We were just talking amongst ourselves.
All right.
Well, it's been great speaking to you this evening.
No,
that's all right. It happens. Hope to see more of you in the future.
Want to see you. Come in the studio.
Yeah, come down sometime.
But you have to wear no top. It's the rules.
Oh, I think he's gone again.
Oh, he's gone again. I scared him. Thank you, Harley.
Thanks, Harley.
Harley Judge. He got voted off Love Island, but listen, he's a sweetheart.
He is. I mean, to be fair, he was quite a sweetheart, wasn't he?
He didn't get the right girl. You've got to be true to yourself.
I think that Marcel is my personal sweetheart of the series. Oh, he's adorable.
My boys love Marcel.
If you watched last night's episode, he cries. Over what's happened to... No, on tonight's episode, sorry. I can't remember.
You're telling us all the bits.
Sorry.
I've not watched it.
All right, let's play a song and then we're going to get our next guest, Rebecca, on the phone.
Rebecca Jane from BB.
Yep.
Honcho. Quavo.
You know I've been taking some time and I've been keeping to myself. I had my eyes upon the prize, ain't watching anybody else. But your love, it hit me hard, girl. Yeah, you're bad for my health. I love the cards that I've been dealt. Do you feel the same as well? You know I used to be in 1D.
Now I'm a freak.
People want me for one thing.
That's not me.
I'm not changing the way that I
used to be.
I just wanna have fun and
get rowdy.
One coke and Bacardi,
sipping lightly.
When I walk inside the party,
girls on me.
F1 type Ferrari,
6 Gatsby.
Girl, I love it when your body
grinds on me,
oh, yeah. Baby, oh. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip that down, girl. Love when you hit the ground.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip that down, girl. Love when you hit the ground.
You know that since the day I met you, yeah, you swept me off my feet. You know that I don't need no money when your love is beside me. Yeah, you opened up my heart and then you threw away the key. Girl, now it's just you and me and you don't care about where I've been. You know I used to be in 1D.
Now I'm not free.
People want me for one thing.
That's not me.
I'm not changing the way that I
used to be.
I just wanna have fun and
get rowdy.
One coke and Bacardi,
sipping lightly.
When I walk inside the party,
some girls on me.
F1 type Ferrari,
6 Gatsby.
Girl, I love it when your body
grinds on me, baby.
You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that round for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip that down, girl. Love when you hit the ground.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip that down, girl. Love when you hit the ground.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip that down, girl. Love when you hit the ground.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strip
strip it down for a thug, yeah. Strip it down. Word around town, she got the buzz, yeah. Five shots in, she in love now. I promise when we pull up, shut the club down. I took her from a man, don't nobody know. If you bout to seal, better drive slow. She know how to make me feel with my eyes closed. Anything goes down with the honcho.
You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance for me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, strip that down for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Nothing, girl, strip that down for me.
Strip it down.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All I want, girl, if you strip that down for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't stop, one girl, come and strip that down for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, the song makes me cringe just a tiny bit. Liam Payne, strip that down. What do you think?
Listen, I like the beat. Is that good? I don't like the words. Yeah, I don't like this, all that old girls want me.
Especially when he's got a child and a girlfriend in Cheryl. Cole.
Well,
not that we're allowed to call her that.
Before they got together.
That's true. Now, we're having a reality TV special.
Get your teeth in. It is a reality TV special. And Big Brother has been explosive because there's been so much going on.
It certainly has.
They always get the characters.
And we've got our next guest, Rebecca Jane, on the phone. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Really good.
Is it good to be out?
Yeah.
It's
always nice not to live in a mental asylum, yeah.
Was it that bad? Tell us, Rebecca, what's it like in there?
Oh, it's bad and it's good and it's everything in between. Like, the roller coaster that you go through every single day is immense. You know, it's the best highs and it's the worst lows. So it's an experience that you just can't buy.
I think that, I mean, every series I feel like I watch Big Brother and it outdoes itself every series. This series has been particularly explosive, but I mean, obviously that's what they're after. What have you made of the things that have happened recently, you know, Lotan going out and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I get on really well with Lotan. We were really close in the house, mm-hmm. So I was really disappointed to see him leave. But on the other hand, he wanted to leave. He's happy to be out. And
do you think it was appropriate behaviour, though, to throw that champagne like he did? No.
Of course not, no. And but the problem is, in that house, there's a lot of one rule for one and another rule for another, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of bad behaviour that goes on in that house, and it's a really fine line that the producers have to take on where you sort of draw it and what you're going to do with it. And I mean, personally, in my opinion, Chanel should have gone if Kaylee went as well. So it's really tough calls that they're making every single day, but the Lawton situation, I was gutted. You know, I know that house pushes you to absolute extremes. Mm-hmm. I could see him snapping. I wasn't surprised, and I did understand why he did have to go after that.
Mm. I mean, is it like that pressure cooker? Is it building? Do you feel, I mean, probably a row in the outside world is triple worse in there. Is that how it is?
Yeah, and it's, oh my goodness, you're never going to be able to explain to people who've not been in it how absolutely ridiculous it is. I mean, you know, we had arguments over plastic mice, really serious arguments over plastic mice, for goodness sakes. I mean, the whole Jay Goody situation was created over an OXO cube. Mm-hmm. It's a complete and utter pressure cooker, and that house broke me within 2 days, and I am a ridiculously strong person, so I never thought that it would happen so quickly, and you can never explain it.
Really? I mean, are you glad you did the show? And I mean, what way do you want to do it in the first place?
I wanted a break from my reality, to be honest. So I have a very stressful life on the outside, but it's very much consumed by work, a master's studies. I do work on television as well, and I have two children. I'm a single parent, and my life is absolute pure chaos. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go and break away from it. I went through a very difficult breakup towards the end of last year, and I wanted to just get away from absolutely everything and focus on something else, and it certainly gave me something else to focus on. Mm-hmm. And it did what I wanted it to do. Some people are in there for very different reasons. Some people are in there for fame. I certainly weren't in there for that reason. And it gave me what I wanted. So I'm glad that I did it. I'm really glad that I got the experience, because you can't do anything that's even remotely similar.
Yeah, I suppose so.
That is true.
But, I mean, what do you hope to gain from being in there, Rebecca? Do you want to go on and do more television? Would you do another reality show, or has it put you off?
I'm not put off by anything, but for me personally, my goal was go and do Big Brother and go back to my life. But I've worked on daytime television, so I work on This Morning and Loose Women quite a bit anyway already. So I won't be giving that up. I'll still carry on doing that, but I'm not somebody that's interested in reality fame at all.
Interesting, because I mean, honestly, I do get what you're saying, but also going on Big Brother does invite that kind of thing, doesn't it? So
it does. Yeah, it does.
Do you think you'll be able to just turn your back on it, almost like it never happened, in a way?
I mean, I'm just, the problem now is obviously you're kind of adjusting back to reality right now, and I've spoken to the people who are already out as well, and we're all very much still, we plan to be away for 8 weeks, so we've not come back to normal life
right,
yet.
Yeah.
And so we are still all very much checked out, but once this period is over, I will absolutely just go back to my normal life, and I'll be quite happy with that, so yeah.
There have been rumours that this may be the last series of Civilian Big Brother. What do you make of that?
I think it's really disappointing. You know, obviously we have the Love Island comparison and all the rest of it, but you've got to remember this is the 18th series of Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if Love Island is still going for 18 series, good for them. I don't think that there's many programs that could do what they've done. You know, it's still getting decent ratings. It's still being a decent program, so I don't see a reason why it should end. But if it has to, then it has to.
Fair enough.
Well,
Lizzie, it means you won't be going in on the civilian version, though, does it?
I don't think I will be, darling. I don't think I could handle it. Do you know what I don't think I could handle is sleeping in that room with all those different people? Because even if I hear a little noise in my place, I'm awake thinking, what's that? You know, you've got everyone sort of grunting, snoring, you know, all those sleepy noises.
Honestly, I have never lived with anybody in my life before, aside from, you know, a couple of ex-husbands and my children. but I will say, I really didn't want to do that. I was like, no, I don't want to sleep in a room with other people. Now I don't want to sleep in a room by myself. Now I can't actually be by myself. I've
actually
got somebody with me at all times, yeah. So it's bizarre how it changes you, but yeah, it's really strange. I'm thinking now I need somebody to come and live with me because I don't want to be on my own now.
Get a lodger. That's the way around that.
I know.
Who are you thinking might win the show?
Oh, everything's changing day by day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit.
Because when we started, I absolutely backed Arthur O'Reilly to win it. I love Arthur to bits, but I backed both of them to win it from day one. Now, I really love Ellie, but she is, I don't think she's coming across as well as she could do. Ellie's kind of losing her sparkle a bit in that house because it is so draining.
Do you think that's why? Because it's just actually really hard once you're in there.
Yeah, yeah. It's really tough. I mean, she nominated me and she was one of my best friends in the house, but I understood why she had to because I am quite volatile and I did have a very, very big argument the day before nominations, which is not what you're supposed to do. but I can understand that took a real toll on her, so I feel like she had to nominate me because she doesn't want that. Mm-hmm. She is all about happiness and fun times, and unfortunately the house is dulling her spirit. If she can come back from that, then wonderful. I would really love to see her win it. Obviously I'm backing Kieran. But aside from that, I don't want Chanel to win it. I know she's the current favourite, but she's the most manipulative and fake person in that house, and I don't want that.
Okay.
So it's tough. It's really tough, and I think it's too hard to call right at this very moment.
Fair enough. What does the future hold for you now? You're just going to go back to your TV work?
Yes, obviously, yeah. I'm still going to be rolled out on the This Morning sofa for anybody that needs a good old argument.
Well, you can join Lizzie. Lizzie does the This Morning sofa sometimes.
Debate. What have you debated on there? Everything.
Oh my goodness, I have debated everything and nothing. I have debated whether women should wear makeup to work. That was what this all kicked off about in the house, is because I was on This Morning and I said that I wouldn't particularly hire women who didn't wear makeup to work.
That sounds like a very Lizzie Cundy opinion, that.
Yep. And I've also debated things like, should children pick their nose and eat it? So I've done everything.
All sorts.
What they have? I didn't see that one on This Morning.
Yeah,
I hope you weren't for that.
No, anyway. No, absolutely vile. Vile.
Well, darling, you obviously, were you sad to leave though? I suppose no one really wants to go.
I was a little bit ready for it. I tried to leave four times. I broke into the diary room. I was kicking off, saying I'm ruining my career. I need to go.
I like the feistiness, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a bit feisty. But, yeah, I mean, I kind of wanted another week because I just found my feet. Like, the house broke me within days. I was ridiculously over-emotional, and then I found my feet, give myself a kick up the backside. Nicola McLean, actually, she was amazing to me. She absolutely kicked me up the backside and said, Rebecca, you're not the person they're portraying. You need to sort this out. And I did. Aww. And I came back to myself, and I was just finding my feet when I got taken out. So I'd have liked another week, but in a way, it was pretty much my time to go.
It's nice to be home. And in reality,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, well done, darling. You survived
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to hear more. Come into the studio next time, please.
Of course.
We can meet you in the flesh.
Of course.
But well done. She survived Big Brother.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Well done.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it, in there?
Well, I'm surprised you've never done Celebrity Big Brother. I know we've talked about it before.
No. They once offered it to me and my then partner to go in. Can you imagine that? That was going to be the first couple going in.
Right.
And, oh, my word, we were very... And thank God we didn't do it.
Well, yes.
And that would have been something. But no.
Do you worry about putting too much of yourself? Because although you're ubiquitous with the Daily Mail sidebar of shame, people don't necessarily know a lot.
I love that bar.
Exactly. But
as I do many other bars, as you can tell, next door.
All the bars.
Yeah.
But people don't actually necessarily know a lot about your personal life.
They don't, actually.
But I read this week that you're releasing a book.
Ah, yes, the book. Well, you know what? So many people have asked me for a while to do a book. But I'm
so many
taking
people.
The
I've
time,
been begging you.
I know, to when to do it. But it's going to be a lot of funny things that have happened to me on the red carpet. There's going to be loads of funny stories. But obviously,
I've got a lot of nipple flashes.
But I need, I have a lot of friends in this business, so I always look after my friends. It's the enemies who go, watch out, baby.
That's what I like.
Keep me as a friend. I'm much better as a friend. I'm a really good, loyal friend. But
I think we're good, Lizzie. I don't think there's going to be much coming between you and me.
Cutthroat Cundy.
I've seen Cutthroat Cundy in action before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't mess about. But I'm honest, and I stand up for what I believe in.
Yes.
I'm pretty good like that, and I will really do anything for my friends.
And that is the sign of a good person. But would that stop you from doing something like Celebrity Big Brother? Because they would be after your secrets and stories.
They get your soul, and it's hard for me because I have two lovely boys that are very sweet, and... They shun away a bit from the show busy world. They're like, Mom, don't wear this, don't wear that. And if they're prying into all your private business, I mean, I am very private on my private life. I mean, I don't think anyone knows if I go on a date or not. I haven't got a pat waiting, whether they're famous or not famous. I keep everything very hush.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Best way.
Okay, there's three things you should keep quiet. Okay, that's how much you earn. Do you agree?
Yes. Depends. Depends if you're using it for a purpose.
And your personal life.
Yes. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I'm not famous, so it's different, isn't it? But yes, I understand what you're saying.
You know where I'm coming from.
I do.
Okay,
so should we play a little song? And then
can we play a ditty?
We can play a little ditty.
Yeah.
And then we have our final guest, Kimora Black, on the phone.
Okay, fantastic. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Kamora Black, you bravely bared your soul and your ass. Stay strong, sister. Now, sashay away.
Love you guys.
We love you, Kamora.
I'm pretty. I'm a little surprised. It's too early for me. The judges hated my monkey. I hated that monkey too.
That was the fabulous Kamora Black, who we have on the phone right now. Kamora, how are you?
Hi.
Oh,
how are you?
Thank you so much for taking it back in time for me. I am wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Really good. And we're delighted to have you on the show. I'm a huge, huge fan of RuPaul's Drag Race. How has it been? It's been quite the ride. Obviously, you went out in the second week. Not ideal. How has it been since?
You know, it's been crazy. It's been absolutely crazy because, you know, like, I've been doing drag for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have, you know, literally, you know, hoped that I would get on the show and do the competition. And honestly, that elimination not only shocked myself, but shocked the contestants.
It did.
You know,
you
shocked the judges. And
mm-hmm.
It was definitely, you know, I told the girl, like, thank you to you, me. It literally woke you guys up because
wow.
I had so much more to offer. And yeah, I mean, but it's been crazy. You know, the fans have loved me and they're excited to see more. And I'm able to show that in person every single city I visit. So
yeah,
I mean, it's sugar and sweet.
But it must have been gutting when you heard your name. You thought, oh my goodness, I'm leaving this show. You know, because you are just incredible. Everyone loves you.
Oh, thank you. Like, it's, you know, It was really fun, you know. It was intense, and the stakes are high, and the girls are vicious, and you know, we all wanted to win, and we all, you know, that we all had a dream to go the farthest, and
mm-hmm.
mine was actually top three, you know, like that was kind of
yeah.
like my goal. But
wow.
Hey, you know, like there's just challenges on the show that are very, you know, weird. So
yes,
I hated that monkey to death. I hated it.
That monkey.
You hated it.
That was a moment, I would say.
Tell us about that moment for those that didn't see it. What happened?
You know, it was the sewing challenge, and you know, we were given props in storyline, so mine was, like, the jungle girl. And, you know, I mean, obviously, if you're in the jungle, you're going to have, like, a cute little, like, monkey friend.
Yeah,
so,
obviously.
I mean, that was, like, the first time I've ever done, like, a cartoon, you know,
yeah,
as a monkey. So it was definitely, like, a learning experience.
Hit and miss.
I should have had Miss Nina Bonita Brown do it for me.
Oh, my God, that would have been so good. I have to ask, the reunion show was pretty incredible, you know, and that saw everyone back together again. What was the atmosphere actually like with that incident with Valentina, where she basically didn't win Congeniality, she won Fan Favorite, and it all got a bit awkward? What was that really like?
Oh my goodness, I was just like, give me a cocktail right now, because this is very intense.
Very stressful.
My headpiece is so tight, I can't handle this. You know, honestly, like, I think it was bound to happen that we changed that award to Fan Favorite or something, because, I mean, come on, let's be real here. Like, Miss Congeniality, no one is on the show trying to help each other, we're trying to
mm-hmm.
win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of one of those, like, I don't really want to help you. I need to help myself, so I don't really, you know. So I think we agreed to change it because it was just the perfect way to do it. Because I feel like every single season there is a fan favorite versus the winner,
yeah,
and I think that's great because the fans are paying attention.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it's good that now it's called the Fan Favorite Award.
Was Valentina actually upset by that though?
You know, I think she was very surprised. I think she was very stunned that the girls felt a certain way. But, I mean, at the same time, she didn't say anything to really defend herself. So I'm mm-hmm. sure she agreed. I don't think she's helped anybody on that show or talked to anybody. So I think that,
yeah,
you know, we kind of did her a favor. And, I mean, as long as she owns up to it, you know, because she is the fan favorite and she knows she is. So I congrats to her, you know. Like, she markets herself very well. And she's Valentina, so I'm proud of her.
Valentina is very beautiful, and there's really no getting around that. But didn't go the distance, you know, so that's that.
But you've got to be beautiful
exactly.
from the inside as well. There's no point just being beautiful on the outside.
That's
you not agree?
Very true, very true. Who have
absolutely.
You managed to stay friends with from the show?
I'm actually, believe it or not, very close to Trinity and Sasha and Shay.
Oh,
you
really?
Know?
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, like, a lot of people don't know that we actually text all the time.
Oh.
And, you know, I mean, actually do all the girls. Like, I'm just like that crazy sister that has no drama because I didn't have enough time to have drama. So
uh-huh.
they all still stay in contact with me and they check up on me. Like, Miss Eureka, I'm absolutely obsessed with her.
Oh, yes.
We're one big sisterhood. When they say we're the loving season, we absolutely are.
Minus Valentina,
yeah.
You are very happy you did the show, despite going out a bit earlier than you hoped. You're happy you did it.
Yes, I'm so thankful because this was definitely something that I wanted to do to kind of embrace my drag career and just to be, you know, on that runway with the judges and the contestants. Like, it was just so much fun. And, you know, honestly, like, people have been following me since before the show. So just to make them happy, because, you know, they wanted to see me on the show so bad, I'm so happy I can fulfill that for them.
And you did a good job in your short time. What do you make of Sasha winning? I think people were a bit surprised until that wig reveal with the rose petals.
You know, I'm going to be real.
Be real.
I love Miss Sasha. I love her. I don't think Sasha and Peppermint should have been top two.
Interesting.
And I'm
wow.
just going by the rules of the competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they haven't won any challenges.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't worked hard. And I didn't think it was fair for Shay and Trinity to sit back with all these winnings. And then now you have to lip sync for your life, because if that was the case, you should have just lip sync with each other the entire time.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Like, it wasn't. It's like all this hard work that Shay has put into it is just gone down the drain because Sasha had a trick.
Yeah.
You know, so I definitely think if there was no rose petals, Sasha would have been in the background. You know, so it was.
But
trick,
do you think that Shay should have done a trick? There was, I mean, he was just relying on his outfit, wasn't he?
No, I think I'm very proud of Shay because I've seen Shay perform before, and that is very Shay. You know,
okay.
She's very Sex Pistol. She's very Sex Kitten.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the way she moved with the song. I mean, come on now. The song's choices were ridiculous. Like, it was just, come on. Like, can we get something current? Like
Whitney and Britney.
I don't understand how it went from Britney to Whitney. Like, it was just like, really? You know, but I was super team Trinity. Super team Trinity, just because.
Me too.
I really want to see a pageant girl win. I want to
Me
see
too.
A pageant girl take this.
Yeah, I
like,
agree.
Like, it's bound to happen. It needs to happen. So
One day. Well, yeah. Kimura, thanks so much for coming onto the show this evening.
I just want you in here.
Yeah, if you ever come to the UK, please do come into the studio.
Please.
It'll be great to have you in.
We would love you in the studio.
Absolutely. I would love to.
Great. Well,
and we can go out on the town.
Yeah, definitely. Afterwards, that'd be good.
You could be my new sister.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Oh, awesome. Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you
so much, and well done for everything. You're a real inspiration to so many, honestly.
Thank you.
You're a lovely
person. Thank you guys, too.
Thank you.
And thank you guys too.
We love you.
What a nice guy.
What a lovely. Hello, I want to be here.
The look is actually quite you, Cundy, to be fair.
Got the walk. Do you see me on Britain's Got Talent when I strutted on that stage? Woo! I got
and you're,
it going
you're good
on.
In a pair of heels. You are basically a drag queen.
I do everything in heels. My slippers have heels. My wellies have heels. I do everything in heels. I'm
well,
just
babes,
letting you know that.
So, trot out on your heels now and go see Denise Welch.
I am off to see you, Denise. I'm coming.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening this week. Sorry it's been cut down to an hour. This may be the future of the show.
Just for a little bit. But look, we're back, and it's one of the best radio shows.
It really is
on the planet.
We won't be here next week. You are in the Maldives.
I am in the Maldives. I've got to do a travel show for Sky.
Fabulous.
I'm working,
to complain
by the
about
way.
That.
I'm working. But
good.
I'll send you some bikini shots
Please
if you're lucky.
Do.
If you want them, I'll
but
send them.
We'll be back in a fortnight with, I'm sure, another jam-packed show. So thanks for listening, everyone.
We love you.
Good night.
Bye.
You invite for dinners. Ain't got no manners, 'cause I eat with my fingers. Lost boys.